Hi, I'm your tax dost and tax host, Anthony Williams, and you are listening to Tax Dosti Podcast. Owning foreign currency accounts, opening, operating foreign currency accounts in Pakistan, is it legal or illegal? What are the changes according to tax laws? And what you should know for the year, tax year 2019? We'll be discussing all this in this episode, and we'll be relying on the book by S.M. Sabbarzaji, the famous chartered accountant from Ferguson. So stay tuned. Hi, you're listening to Tax Dosti Podcast. In 1990, the then government proposed and then implemented a law called the Economic Protection of Economic Reform Act 1992, PRRA 1992. And basically it said that it was a liberalization law which allowed, among other things, the opening and maintaining of foreign currency accounts by Pakistani people in Pakistan. So basically, then what you could do was deposit as much as foreign currency you got from abroad, or even you could buy from local money changers and deposit that amount into the foreign currency accounts that was protected under this law called the Protection of Economic Reform Act 1992. We're relying on an article by the famous chartered accountant S.M. Sabbarzaji from Ferguson PwC. So he states in his article that basically this protection started in 1992 and people started putting money in their resident, Pakistani people started putting, and even non-resident people, Pakistanis, started putting money in these foreign currency accounts. There was for some time in 1998 till 2001 some reduction in the protection, but in 2001 in the Musharraf government then the law was restored and we had protection till June 2018. Now post 2018 the law has been changed and some constraints has been put on the maintaining of foreign currency accounts, and this podcast will be explaining those, and those are two important points. First of all, now any Pakistani cannot buy foreign currency accounts from local market, from money changers, from exchange companies, and deposit that amount in their foreign currency accounts. Why? Because they may be allowed to do that, but a protection was given that no questions will be asked by the tax authority, which is Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, till June 2018, starting from 1992. So there was an immunity and exemption, and no questions were asked from people who put foreign currency accounts, money in their foreign currency accounts, that where did you get that money from? No source was investigated by the FBR under section 111. But now if you deposit in your foreign currency account money from local market or exchange companies, then the FBR, the tax authority, has the right to ask you, where did you earn this money? Please justify the sources of income of your money. So this was the first change, and it's an important one because as a developing country, there are many people who may have not declared their income, their source of income in their tax returns, in their wealth statement, their assets. So they may not be able to justify where did they get the money to put in the foreign currency accounts in the form of dollars, pounds, and other foreign currencies. So this is a major change, and we are in the tax year 2019. It's April 2019. So for this year, this is the law. It may change after June 2019, so stay tuned for our continuing podcast. And next we'll be discussing the second point, where resident Pakistanis, how much money can they carry within Pakistan, dollars or other foreign currency account, and how much money they can take out after the changes in the Protection of Economic Reform Act. Thank you. Hi, you're listening to Tax Dosti podcast. I'm your tax dost and tax host, Anthony Williams. We were talking about the change in the Protection of Economic Reforms Act 1992, and due to that, now you have to justify the amount of foreign currency that you put in your accounts in Pakistan that you buy from local market or exchange companies or market money changers. But the money, the foreign currency that you earn from abroad through provide sales of goods and services or remittance from your family and friends, you don't have to explain the source, though you have to declare that too in your income tax and wealth statement. And the difference is that if you buy from your money changers, then definitely they can investigate. Otherwise, if you get money from abroad in the form of remittance or as export proceeds for your goods or against your services through banking channel, then when you declare your income and wealth, and if in 5 years cycle you get an audit notice to be audited for any specific tax year, then you have to give proof. Otherwise, your money is safe if you have gotten foreign currency through banking channel from outside of Pakistan. So now we'll be discussing the second change, major change. And the second change is that any Pakistani, after the change in the fiscal laws, especially the Protection of Economic Reforms Act 1992, any Pakistani moving out of Pakistan or traveling out of Pakistan can only carry $10,000 or equivalent of that foreign currency out of Pakistan or bring in Pakistan. If he or she does more, bring more or take more from that, he or she will have to take permission from State Bank, as well as from time to time the State Bank may reduce this $10,000 limit for the year or for any one travel. And it is up to you to ask your banker or maybe see the State Bank of Pakistan website to see what is the ceiling. But the law has put a constraint on the movement of foreign currency, which was totally free according to the 1992 Act, and you could take as much money or bring in as much money as possible. Now it is $10,000 or equivalent in pounds or other foreign currency accounts. So I hope that if you are a resident Pakistani or a non-resident Pakistani, you now understand that operating your foreign currency account is now has tax implications. Before that, there was protection, immunity. They could not ask you for sources of income. So do it wisely. You also need to be a tax filer to deposit money in your foreign currency accounts maintained in Pakistan. Even if you are a non-resident or if you are a resident. So I hope this podcast helped you to understand the current laws regarding foreign currencies and their tax implications. These laws are applicable till June 2019. So I hope that this podcast is just an advice, not information, not legal advice. Have a nice day. I'm your tax dost and tax host, Anthony Williams. Thank you.